It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive and spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, June 2nd, in the year of the Lord, 2019. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph is with us. 142 is with us, me and you, or whatever, something rhyme. Well, yesterday was my dad's 100th birthday. He's not with us. He's with the Lord. But in fact, he'd probably be with us if we knew about what we know now, because he was medically induced, killed through a stroke. Was they were using a practicing a medicine on him, and he had a stroke in a very well established clinic called the Lehi Clinic in Burlington, Mass. He trusted doctors. We didn't know about what we know now, but he was very healthy until that point. Oh man, it drives me crazy. But happy birthday, Dad, yesterday. So, this week, we're in part two of Crimes Against Humanity. Last week, we covered the Red Cross and what they're doing in suppressing the cure for malaria. Probably other things, too, what they're doing. But let's just talk about that last week. And it's horrible what they're doing. And they need to be chastised and shut down, basically. And someone take them over. I'm not saying anything they do is bad. But when they do bad things, who cares who they are?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about some other crimes against humanity this week. Before we do, let's tell you about our seminar coming up in August 17th and 18th in Eden, New York. We'll be in very liberal state, so they should be very welcoming to for religious freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people
be
speaking the truth, because they're so liberal and allow everything. So we're looking forward to that. But you can get in touch with us through support@genesis2.is. That's an email. When I send that to people, sometimes I can't find it on the internet. Well, it's not an internet. It's a email address, okay? So, again, I put up the deceptive article, my response to it from The Guardian, because it got so much out there and they never responded, and even put in Dr. Leonard Horowitz's forward to my rebuttal. So those are there. They still haven't responded, and I don't think they will, because it's really an indictment against them. So because the information we're getting out is being stopped, like YouTube, and others are censoring us, we had to do the G2 Voice, folks. And what we had to do is spend a lot of time getting things lined up, so now you can see all the G2 Voice broadcast in four different areas: g2voice.is, brightheon.com. Mike Adams was thrown off of YouTube, the Health Ranger, Natural News, and Alex Jones and a few others speaking about something they didn't like, right? And what'd you say about Google, owned by Smith Kline?
I don't know if it's owned by Smith Kline, but they got ties with Google.
Okay, like 600,000
shares or something.
Yeah, 600,000 shares. So you know who tried to shut us down. Bright Dion at G2 Church channel there. MeWe, Genesis 2 Church, our health and healing. We have a group there. I put up the video every week. BitChute on our G2 Church channel. We put it up every week, the videos. So there's just four right there. You can catch the videos. Some people are complaining about Brighteon downloading them from there is difficult or something.
No, if you're going to download it, go to Vimeo.
Yeah. Vimeo, G2 Church, BitChute. You can download BitChute or no? No, you can't.
I
don't think you can. Okay, well, G2 Voice either. But I'm glad people want to download them and put them, because they could, you know, they could shut everything up.
Yeah.
We have them backed up everywhere in other places. Then you got the protocol videos that tells you how to start and how to finish, what to do And so we got down in three sites, g2church.is, under the tab at the top of the church website, which says MMS, you'll see videos. I think it says protocol videos. And you'll see them all there. Yeah. It's also on Vimeo under G2 Church. Also under BitChute under G2 Church. And you look at the protocol playlist. I should put that in there too next time.
Yeah, protocol videos.
Yeah. MMS video testimonies are on mmstestimonials.co. Been there for a while. Go for a couple hundred of them. In BitChute channel, MMS testimonials. Okay? And we got a couple other places we put them, but those are suffice to have them there right now. Now, what can you do to help us? Get people the Quantum Leap movie. It's free. If you love people and you're sick consistently, and if they're not, send them a movie. Say, hey, I listened to something. Watch that. Let them watch it. Then, what? And even, well, in the movie, it mentions about the book, where to go to get the book. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know if it mentions the free book. I think it mentions the whole book. But you can give them the free partial e-book link. Send people that. That will give them two opportunities to see what we're doing, hear what we're doing, read what we're doing, and decide if they want to go forward and do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Right? It's kind of a good little message there. That's why I wrote the book, Imagine a World Without Disease. This book right here. The word's hyphenated because there's only one disease. The body's either at balance, homeostasis, at ease, or
diseased.
Yeah. And what causing it? I think we made a good, you know, this is my doctoral dissertation that I never want. I don't want a doctor. I don't care about that stuff. People think care about it, okay? But it will show you toxins are doing it. That's the disruptor that's putting the body in the state of disease. Okay? Listen to the G2 Voice every week. We're on G2 Voice, audio and video, .is, Brighteon, G2 Church every week, BitChute, G2 Church every week, MeWe, those four places you can go and watch the video. The G2Voice.is, you can watch, you can listen to the audio. I mean, you could watch the audio, but you just see
it moving.
So, and then ultimately, get the course. It's $200. You become a member for a year. You get my free ebook in there. You get 50 videos. You get a workbook. You get a world of knowledge that you can take care of bug bites, burns, tropical diseases, do a douche, not do a douche, what diet. We cover everything there, okay? And some things about alkalinity, acidity in the body. That's what we do. So now let's go into my favorite part, the weekly testimonies, where this is the results of our clinical, human, voluntary, non-paid, self-dosing, standardized doses being used. This is our result. And that's what science is. Observation, repeatability. You use something standard, and you're getting standard, consistent results. That's science. That's what we're going to show you right now. Greetings, Mark. I was told about MMS from a friend who studies such things. And though I was only used to it for a short time, maybe a couple weeks, in total, I've already begun to see benefits that blow me away. Today, I've purchased a full lifetime membership. I will need it. Good. Yeah, that's another thing we don't mention too often. You can, and all the money goes to the church, which we use to do projects like in Uganda and other places, okay? But you can become a full-time member, I mean full-time, lifetime member for $200. That's a lot of money for life, for life. That's only 35 for the first year and then 20 after, right? Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, and thank you for the clarification. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't doing anything wrong legally. I'm a firm believer at this point. I feel fantastic. My uncle's diverticulitis is doing phenomenally better. My dad's pains are better. Every one of the others I've given it to are doing better. You never know if people take all the doses. I guess we can only hope. Thanks again. Love it when people, it just naturally happens. You just naturally share it, right? You're going to tell people you care about. Easy going. MMS works. It cured my arthritis more than 3 years ago. To each their own cure. It's your body. Here's the bionic woman. Says MMS worked for her on ABC. Now, this is cool because I was doing a seminar in Los Angeles. ABC snuck in an embedded reporter, and they got all kinds of facts. We don't say anything different than what we're saying here publicly or in the newsletters. So only thing they quoted me on is you could be your own doctor, and we can cure things quickly. And, you know, a couple of things they said. And I didn't say, tell them what I told the reporter. What was his name? It wasn't Lapdog. It was the other guy.
Brian Ross.
Yeah. Anyways, the first night, these two talking heads are mocking MMS. And, oh, this is disgusting. Then the next night, the same people, you see it on ABC. God is so funny to do this. They get her on there, and she not only says she's cured of something in the medical industry, she tried everything, this horrible skin disease, illness, disease of the body, right? Cured in like a week or two, never came back. But she learned it from a friend who was curing her daughter of autism.
Who was almost cured.
Yeah.
Completely cured of autism.
And they put this out. ABC, thank you. That helped us tremendously. Thank you, Lindsay.
And then she explains a little bit more what MMS is and, you know, how it's not bleach, like you say.
I talked to her a few years back. Nice girl. I loved her as a teenager. Loved her. I told her that. She probably hears it all the time. But she got a little pissed off at me because I don't believe in vegetarianism or veganism. And she goes, it's got a cure. Of course, going from a shitty lifestyle, starting to eat clean food, of course it's going to help you. But you're not going to get everything you need to make stem cells. And without that, eating all the food groups, you will not restore health. Stem cells are the key. So you got to have the ingredients there. So you eat all the things that God made. And that's what the body was designed to. And it's raw or slightly cooked, real food, and you heal. Here's another one. Horse or fishing? Activated MMS I use for the world's most activated water treatment plants, yet you say it's a poison, bought and paid for by corporate America, obviously. That's right. FDA makes a statement, get rid of MMS, it causes diarrhea. Well, if you drink the MMS, which we never do, so we never drink this at this concentration. If I poured this out, it would bleach that thing. If I poured out vodka, it would bleach stuff. You stand in the sun too long, you bleach stuff. This vinegar will bleach. You know, these lemons will bleach. But at this concentration, we never drink it. And they never tell you that at 22.4%, when we add water to that and activate it with this activator, hydrochloric acid found in nature, this is found in nature, and then it becomes chlorine dioxide, this, sodium chloride, the MMS becomes 0.00004%. And you drink that. So they're lying to people. This will last you so long because we only use drops of this to make an activation, and it's the chlorine dioxide that's really doing the healing. Sodium chloride does have healing properties. It is a oxidizer, has an oxidation voltage at, I think, 0.73, where chlorine dioxide is 0.95. And they're even injecting it in veins in Spain for lateral sclerosis, ALS. Okay, I feel like I already know you. I watch an episode, G2 Voice, almost every day while at work. Also reading your book, amazing read. I'm excited to share with people that I love and people that want to start living with their eyes open. I'm so involved with what you guys do. I'm excited to learn new stuff and confirm old stuff that I already knew. Through God, I found you in your church. For the last time in my 36 years, I've started to actually live. I've been sick my entire life that I can remember. I believe that I could be a poster child for vaccine injury. Many times in my life, as my mother asked if I was molested in preschool, she said I changed, that I was above average, happy, easy, until I was 5. Then something changed in me. My behavior was out of control, tantrums. I no longer excelled in school or learning. I actually struggled. And one point in elementary, I even needed to be a social learning skills class. I was very depressed. She goes on and on and on. This is a long one. But she's used it. She thanked God, thanked Jim, thanked Mark, thanked Kerry, Warriors. You all have a great place for you guys in heaven. And She wants to be coming to Columbia and visit us. I love you from the tribe, from the bottom of my heart. Bless you, bless you, bless you. So she's got a longer, letter that I'm going to kind of skip through and have people read it. Then Amy says, I have another testimony for you, Mark. It's happening today, actually. My friend was telling me he couldn't hear out of his right ear very well, and so my first thought is MMS. So I asked him to lay down, and I put MMS in his ear. I didn't have any MMS with me, just a spray bottle. So I just put the MMS in his ear and let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. At first, it didn't do anything, but as I was on my way home, he called me. I called him back, and he told me some great news. He could hear loud and clear out of his right ear, and what happened is some stuff came out of his ear, and after that, he could hear very well. MMS is purely awesome. Joseph, I start off taking 11 drops every morning, master number, and it's working fine. I'm not even close to being out, and I'm getting more just to have. This is best since sliced bread. This project has 9 stars. Lyme disease and gallstones cured. Gave even a video. Bob's liver flush. And I think it's on a YouTube video. Maybe it's not there. I missed that one. But maybe on the testimonies, right? If they type in liver flush, Bob's liver flush. Do you remember seeing that one? Putting it up on BitChute?
Not yet. It might be one coming up soon.
But you go to MMStestimonials.co. And look under Bob's liver flush. But she's got pictures.
But the pictures will be in the newsletter. Or yeah. Are in the newsletter.
Right. All those rocks that came out, folks. It's amazing. The liver flush is one of our sacramental protocols. Thanks to Andreas Moritz in the book that he wrote. And good guy, man. The thing he wrote about vaccines, I wish he was still with us. Didn't agree with his diets, but definitely he told people, you do liver flush, do MMS. MFS is a good thing. So let's get into the crimes against humanity that we're going to talk about today. Last week, we just focused on the Red Cross, the International Red Cross, and their lies and their cover-up. They're going down, too. And then the UN, then the World Health Organization, and the Rothschilds, and the bankers, and the Department of Justice, and the CDC, and the EPA. The heads are going down, and I hope that some of them, if they don't change, completely dissolved, okay? Crimes against humanity by the governments of the world. Many Christians believe that we should all obey the governments of this world because God has mandated it. I hear that, Joe. I come John because it's my other son. In Romans 13, they go by this verse. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. As a whole, that's a true statement. But you have to understand that these people in charge that God says are there for to judge righteously, if they're not, then they don't need to be obeyed. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And he that resists shall be received to himself damnation. Keep going. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. They're against the evil. Now, if they're evil themselves, that doesn't fit these people. Wilt thou not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. You can do that which is good, and the people we have today, like Daniel, did that was good. Well, the Department of Justice, evil bastards, son of a motherless goat, Satan, put him in jail and wouldn't even let him defend himself. Well, it doesn't fit. That doesn't fit this. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. So if he's the minister of God, supposedly, he's in that place, he doesn't do it for good, God will judge him. And he is. He's taking these boneheads out. Laws that are immoral are not to be obeyed. It is legal to kill a baby in the womb. Should we obey that? No. Protect that child. Protect that child everything you can. I come up with this saying, but I really didn't come up with it completely. I just changed the word. Because they said lawfully, but I put nothing is legally right that is morally wrong. Legal. What does that mean? Lawful is a law that can be proven. Legal is legalese, is statutes, codes, and laws, they say, to make them legal. Well, those aren't true natural laws, not based on natural laws. Here's a good illustration. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, in history, folks, real historical person, just like the king Hammurabi of Babylon, told everybody in his kingdom to worship a statue of him, and whosoever did not would be put to death. Well, should we obey that? Huh? Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't. Mm-mm. And they threw him in a furnace, and Jesus was walking in the furnace with them. They came out. They didn't die. Made a stand. Ah, that's a fairy tale. No, you're living a fairy tale. These are true statements. Just like the giants are real. They're finding skeletons of them. They find nothing. You know, archaeology was founded to prove the Bible wrong. It just proves it right. Mm-hmm. So you don't see that too much more. Because everywhere they go, they're proving the Bible right. So obviously, you don't obey that. Why? Because Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are found, when Moses came down, written by the finger of God in stone. Even the rock he hit when he came down. You can go in the Sinai Peninsula, and this huge rock is split right down the middle. Huge, Joe. And our water came out of it, went right down the valley. When they crossed, they put up a big stone. It's still there. When they crossed the Red Sea, that was the Red Sea, the River Jordan, the 12 tribes, they put up 12 stones. It's still there. It's real history. Wake up. You're being deceived by all these punks out there. I don't care who they are. If you mock the Bible, you're the part of the swamp. You don't know what you're talking about. You've never read it. And if you read it, you probably wrote some stupid thing that was probably from the Vatican, and they changed things. They even took the first part of the Ten Commandments out. Why? Because they're all freaking idol worshippers. Look what it says here. Exodus chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Why? Because he's the only creator.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Now, Mary holding a child, is that something that's on this earth? Not even Mary. That was Samarius and Isis and her child Samarius, Horus, all these sun gods. And that's why they have the sun behind them and all the wafer head. It's all a big bunch of, what's the word? Well, Vaticanus, where the Vatican sits, is sitting upon the temple of the god Jonas, double-faced god. It's all spiritualism. It's all evil spiritualism that has killed probably more Christians than anything, and that's the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it came back from the Egypt times when they used to worship the gods.
Well, they said, don't make anything that's any of those images, and it says, thou shalt not bow thyself down to it, nor serve them, or pray to them, bow down. You're serving nothing. And God even mocks them in Psalms. He says, they have ears, can't hear, eyes can't see, mouth cannot speak, and those that worship them are dumb fools like them. There's a living God, and he communicated with us with a book called the Bible. That means the book. And he says, if you do that, he'll visit the iniquity of the fathers unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And we're starting to see this in America. Two or three generations of turning away from God, throwing out prayer in the 60s, aborting kids in the 70s, pharmaceuticals gone rampant, all this stuff, ejecting kids. Second, one generation is already, imagine third or fourth. Well, why is this all this evil? Why doesn't God wipe it out? He did one time, called the Ark. Only 8 people left, and they did it again. Sodom and Gomorrah. There were 5 cities he wiped out. And they're doing it again. Well, this time he's coming It's going to change things, folks. But the governments of the world are letting this stuff happen. The religions of the world are letting these things happen. And God says, pray to the living God. He doesn't need anything from us, he says. I am the Lord thy God. Am I going to ask you for anything? Do I have any need? Am I going to give you counsel, ask for your counsel? He told Job. No. Worship him, the invisible living God that created everything. Not love and life, love and light. Worship the Creator, Jehovah God. The God of Israel is the only true God. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. But it's true. Now, we got a 2-minute video, Joe?
Yeah, we have a 2-minute
video. Listen to what President Kennedy said. You think I'm making this stuff up about what governments are doing and how they come up with the word in the 50s, conspiracy theory, just to throw all the fruitcakes, and basically started because of health. Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy's a fruitcake. He's a quack. That's a conspiracy theory.
Medical quacks.
Yeah, and anything you disagree with the government, conspiracy. Well, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but the conspiracies are coming to be true. Hit the head that, Joe.
Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
Hear what he just said in 1961, and he's dead 2 years later. He was trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve, put it to a silver standard. Not, it wasn't a gold standard back then because, what was it, Nixon took it away? Or Woodrow Wilson? I forget. In the third, no, it wasn't Nixon. Anyway, I think it might have been Roosevelt took this gold standard away. Anyways, subversive, infiltration, secret, monolithic, in the army, in the government, all over. And they own it all. We've been saying this. He was trying to warn the people. And he's dead. Look at this quote. Not every item of news should be published. Rather, must those who control news policies and policies endeavor to make every item of news serve a certain purpose. Who wrote that? Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propagandist minister. Butchered all kinds of people. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during these years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supernatural sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination, self-will, practiced in past centuries. Brother David Rockefeller, CFR and Trilateral Commission founder. That guy's dead. Huh? These guys right out in front of people, and they're part of it. He's down the tier a little bit, but right under the Rothschilds. And his grandson, old Jacob Greenberg, started Facebook. You think he's just started it? He's got his granddad banking it. It's like Bill Gates, they banking it. You have billionaires banking this stuff. It is not enough for journalists to see themselves as mere messengers without understanding the hidden agendas of the messages and myths that surround it. John Pulger. Pulger. Huh? Listen to these guys. We have it all under such control that no one, the Zionist, is saying this. Not one, nobody can reach people unless it is done through our media control. Who has had control of mass media in the 20th century? Chairman of ABC, Leonard Goldstein, Goldenson, Zionist. President of CBS, Rosenfeld, Zionist. When we say they're Jewish, we don't mean they're Israelis, Jewish Israelis from the Bible. Yeah, they might be blood relatives of it, but these people are evil. They're tied right in with the Rothschilds because they named streets after him. Netanyahu is a grandson of them. David Sarnoff, chief executive, NBC. Fred Silverman, president of PBS. Lawrence Goldsman, chairman of Time. Arthur Heskel. These are all Zionists. Editor of U.S. News and World Report, Marvin Stone. Dow Jones, Warren Phillips. Editor of Newsweek, Lester Bernstein. President of TV Guide, Walter Annenberg. President of New York Times, Sulberger Family. They made a lot of money off the opioids, too. Walter Annenberg, President of New York Times. Sulberger Family, TV programmer. Norman Lear. These and more are all Zionist Jews. We have it all sewed up, they said. Harold Wallace Rosenthal from the Harold Wallace Rosenthal interview in 1976. They own all, and people believe them. In 1915, the J.P. Morgan interest, the steel shipbuilding powder interest, and their subsidy organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press. They found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. The world can therefore seize the opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. These evil bastards, George Herbert Walker Bush, and that guy's going down for what they did in Iraq, Kuwait, and 9/11. When did you see these guys going down? If they push them away, you people are going to be shocked. Shocked what's going to happen in the next year or so. And as they all get taken down. Oh, so we can't. What news are you going to listen to? People that read, people that research, people know real history. They're going to be the real news. They say 70% now of Americans don't trust the mainstream media. Isn't that good?
What the heck are they still doing there?
Well, no, they're not trusting them.
No, I mean the media.
Exactly, because they're owned by the people that own the world, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
We got to get back to that. I don't like what they said about the national auto-determination practiced in past century. That means free will. Rockefeller didn't like that. He wants everybody to make, and that's why they got you a 9-to-5 prison.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs, they hate those kind of people. Or they buy them up and just give them everything they want to shut them up. You can look at, in the newsletter I put in, Joe, they did a study, well, not a study, they did a horrible experiment on a bunch of black guys in Tuscany, Alabama. Or was it Mississippi? Tuscany, Mississippi, Alabama? Forget which state it is. Anyways, they infected these guys with syphilis.
It's Tuscany, Arizona?
No, it's Alabama or Mississippi. Tuscany. I think it's Alabama. It might be Mississippi. Anyways, thousands, I guess, and they had the cure for this syphilis. Really, MMS cures it a lot quicker. But penicillin, natural penicillin, was found from an orange. It's a fungus that grows in an orange and will kill this bacteria, right? They withheld it from them. They wanted to see what would happen to them and when they infected their wives and their kids that were being born. Horrible, Joe. Blind, maimed. And they let it happen. Our government did that. I don't believe. They did. It's a fact. It's called a book written by called Bad Blood. Read it. It's a fact of history. Then, during the Prohibition, the U.S. government, you know, that's when you couldn't buy alcohol. Who were they? And that's when the Kennedys got so rich. They bootlegged alcohol and whiskey and stuff, and they got really rich so they could get into politics. And you don't get into politics unless you're really rich or you have a really rich backer. And so that's how they get into politics. Anyways, I don't think buying alcohol is a really bad thing. Being drunk is bad, but using alcohol here and there, it was a good painkiller. I had some, in fact, the lady that's here now. She couldn't get cannabis. She couldn't get anything. I said, don't buy any meds. Get some whiskey and down it. That'll take care of your pain.
Better than meds.
Basically, she's pain-free now, except last two nights she's had some pain because the tumor's ripping off. Just coming apart. But this is the stuff we do, folks. It's kind of gross, but I want people to do it in their home, really. But they they put poison in alcohol that people will be buying to kill them. 10,000 Americans were killed by the poison the U.S. government put in the alcohol, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what it was. What kind of poison? Was it arsenic? I think it was arsenic, but I got these videos here. I don't want to play them all. But go to the newsletter that we're following every week in the description and click on it. There's another one. And these are just a few. There's more all around. Canada did some stuff. You can look into fluoride. Horrible. Horrible. Next couple weeks, next week or so at least next week, I'm going to cover some more things. But what's going on and how bad it is. How the U.S. government tested biological warfare on Americans. And they did it in Canada, too. They would spray certain cities with viruses. I've got to clean these glasses. With viruses, Joe. And they were basically benign, but they wanted to see how many people would get the when they planted these viruses at night, would breathe it in, and biological warfare. How many people of the population would contract this virus. And people have died doing this. Oh, it's for the common good. Well, who are you to make us a laboratory rat? Now, if you want to do it and take some pill because you get $1,000 a week from Pfizer or something, that's up to you. You have a free will to do that. But don't do it to us without us knowing. And they've done it, folks. The U.S. government has done this stuff, and they're still doing this
stuff. Yeah, it's like the thing where they do with the fluoride. Fluoride is in the water supposedly to treat cavities. So they're medicating us against our free will.
It's horrible. Then there was another one called the Stanford Prison Experiment where they practiced on prisoners. Well, who cares about them anyways? What do you mean? Some of them might get out, and some of them might be in there for some stupid law like cannabis. You realize if you took everybody that wasn't a cocaine dealer, heroin dealer, killing people, but just got busted for just using MMS, like Daniel, using cannabis, right? I think I read a statistic, 30% of people would be out of the jails. But you got to realize the prison system is privately owned. They want it full to capacity. It's like owning a hotel. You want full capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Tuskegee study. That's Tuskegee study was the syphilis one.
Yeah, no, but it was at Mississippi, Tuskegee.
Let me check it real quick.
I think it was Alabama, Mississippi. Tuskegee.
Alabama,
thanks. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be wrong, folks, because someone will point it out.
Yeah, someone pointed it out.
Already?
Yeah, they told us it was.
Okay, thank you. I can be wrong. I can be wrong. And I try to, if I'm wrong, correct it. But we try to, everything we do, back it up. We're not just pulling stuff up. Then there's one shocking CIA programs of all time called the MK Ultra, where they took people in mind control and did horrible things. I call one of them named Kathy, and she even wrote a book, came out. She's one of the first ones that exposed it about interviewing you, and she said she might in the future. Look up her last name. Look up MK Ultra, Kathy. I don't know her last name. I just talked to her through an email. And she might come on one soon.
O'Brien?
Yeah, thank you. Kathy O'Brien. Look up her book. Look at what they did to Kathy O'Brien. I'm talking Cheney. I'm talking some other people. And they used her as a whore, sold her around. Some people you know. And, it's a program by the CIA. And they made, and I think a lot of these people that do these shootings and stuff, they're probably in it, and they just control
it. It's the mind control
stuff,
they just
say, go kill these people, go shoot them. And they're so mind control, and they might even use, what's that called when you go under hypnosis, and make them do it. And some of them say, I don't even know why I did this. Well, I know, because they mind controlled you.
That, and also, usually they're on meds. It makes it easier to mind control you.
Yeah, they're almost all on psychiatric drugs. Then I put another one, First Afro-American to Dinner. There is a nocebo effect, which is the evil twin of the placebo. Read that article. Jane Elliott in the Blue-Eyed Children Experiment. How they practice to manipulate the bodies. Folks, I just read an article yesterday. Joe, they cloned a puppy 30 times. So they had a picture of these 30 puppies, exactly alike, 30 dogs. Now, in the 60s, they did this with a sheep named, the heck was Lucy, I think her name was, in England. Folks, there are people being cloned. Look at the movies you've been seeing about people in these incubation things being cloned and stuff. It's going on. They have the technology to do it. I think they've had the technology to do it since the 60s. Guys like Rockefeller had 9 transplants, Joe. None of them rejected. Why? Because it's his. It was cloned for him. They're doing it separate now. They're making a heart cell and cloning your heart, throats, lungs. And now they're making their own organs, so they don't even have to, which is a good thing, cut people open and harvest the organs. Don't ever put on your license, I'm a donor. They'll kill you in a second to make the money off your body parts. They're harvesting. Oh, double dead. Let's kill them. I want those eyes. I want those lungs. I want the liver. I want the heart. They're killing. Even abortions, they're taking parts out of these kids. That's why they want abortion up to the last minute. They can take those babies out, cut the heart out, the lungs, and give it to rich people. Sell them. Folks, this is really happening. Don't kid yourself. They are cloning people. They probably got clones. They call them doubles. Of Obama, Hillary. They don't even know if they took one to the jail, if it would be the real one. Might be a clone. Might have to hunt out every one of them and kill them. Or put them all in jail. This is the world we live in. Wake up. And they laugh at us because they make movies about it. And these are the same people that own the media. This is a part of media. They put it out there and go, see, we showed you, and you didn't even listen. We told you what we're going to do. Eyes wide shut. You know, there's a movie coming out. They did cloning way back about, World World Order, Nibiru coming, God, Jesus coming. Don't be surprised if they do a blue beam project. They have another where they use a hologram to show a Messiah coming or aliens coming. And they put it up in the sky, and this is why the chemtrails are so important. We're going to cover chemtrails, 9/11, and a few other things in the next couple of weeks. But if it's all over the atmosphere, and you look at the whole world, it's all over the atmosphere, they can bump holograms off it, and it will look like Jesus Christ or an alien is coming back to the whole world at once, or most of the world. It'll be the whole world because it'll be every area of the world. Oh, they can't do that. Check out the Blue Beam Project. I think it's the U.S. Army. I don't even think it was CIA. These are in history. World War II Horror Files, Unit 731. Read these stories. Large number of human remains found in Ben Franklin's basement. I talked to a guy, Annette, Kevin, started the International Common Law Court of Common Law in Brussels and took the one that resigned. Can't remember those boneheads. And they are boneheads. They're evil pieces of crap. And if you worship an idol and pray to it, have people kiss you, worship you, you're a piece of evil crap. Okay? And that's what they are. Publicly saying it. The governments of the world not only allowed vaccines, but promote them. This is one that blows my mind. That they can allow unchecked, forced vaccinations. And the stupid parents, the stupid brainwashed parents, foolish parents that let people, doctors, inject. I was stupid. I let three of my first kids, Joby and the third, get a polio vaccine. Thank God they didn't get polio from it, because even the inventor of it, designer of it, said most everyone in the 50s that had polio got it from the vaccine. That's from his own lips. And cancer also from the SV40, simian virus, the monkey virus they put in. What are they doing putting monkey viruses in a vaccine in the 50s? Polio vaccine. Because they wanted to use this as laboratory rats and see if people got cancer. And cancer went crazy. And now they're doing with vaccines? Listen, I appreciate guys that stood up. And I think he's changing his attitude, too. Because when I first watched the Big Tree put up vax, he said, wait till the second year, you know. Don't do it right when they're born. I'm like, you're an idiot to say that. Who told you to say it? I thought it was a big scam. But I think he's changed his tune now because he's seen so many other people and doctors say, don't ever do it. It's just full of toxins. So I hope he has changed his tune, because he should be changing his tune. Where did I just lose that, Joe? Here we go. I was just reading this quick. Just another testimony. Just kidding. Just started my journey today, and I'm already feeling positive, healthier, like a fog has lifted it from my brain. Before I got MMS, I've been doing golden organic coffee enemas, and I don't recommend enemas or coffee enemas. It's a stimulant that goes in there, and you don't want to wash out the stuff in your colon, folks. I am planning on continuing that. I wrote him back, told him not to. But I'm doing 2 hours or more before I start my protocol. Pretty much through MMS Health Recovery Guidebook. I'm also reading Imagine a World Without Disease. So far, loving both the books. And just after one day, I'm starting to feel amazing results. Been doing research on this for about a month. I'm really excited to learn how to make my body heal itself by getting rid of the pathogens and toxins. God bless all of you at Genesis Church. Thank you so much, Mark, and the rest of the staff. So, the vaccines? Legal? Should we obey it? No! We should grab our kids and hide. Anybody comes near it? I saw one guy on Facebook. You try to poke something in my kid, I'm going to stick it in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the doctors, the police will come get you. Well, they're going to die. I'm going to die. If they come and get me to infect my kid with a poison, someone's going to get hurt.
You're not going to touch
me. Well, you're going to, it's a police officer. You're going to respect them. No, I'm going to tell them, don't come here. I'm going to defend my kid. And in this is this, you're not going to inject in my kid. They drag him away. Someone's going to get hurt. And they might be me. I'm warning you. Don't come after me and tell me my kid. Well, all my kids are grown. I think you have to be that strong to defend your kids, because even the Bible says you're worse than an infidel, a denier of God, if you don't protect your own.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. Joe, I remember you told her, don't you touch my kid with this hip B and this vaccine you give him. Don't touch him. You had to sign it. Oh, you better sign this thing. Sure. I'll sign it. Don't you touch my kid.
Yeah, it should be the other way around.
They have to have the kid at home. That's so natural. It's like, I don't want to say taking a dump, but having a baby is so natural. It's like having a bowel movement. Hurts a little bit more, but I'm just saying it's a natural process of a woman's body. The cervix dilates, it opens up, and that baby comes out. That's natural. I've done it all over the world. In Iraq, Iran, I had to talk to a missionary friend of mine. The women would squat over the campfire, you know, obviously cold, into the ashes, because the ashes are pure.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd squat in there, have the baby, rubs all over them. Because, you know, they're not licking it off like a cow or a dog or cat like the animals do. They eat the placenta. Although in Europe, the Middle Ages, they would get the placenta, make a pie out of it, and the woman would eat it. My daughter-in-law took it, because she had a home birth, dried it out. What do you call it?
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated, but
grounded.
Ground it up and put it in capsules and ate the whole placenta. That's gross. Everything she gave the kid, and all the nutrients are in that placenta. And if it's a healthy placenta, I've cut them open. You can tell if they're healthy placentas. You can even tell the state of your child, the health state of your child, a lot about it by looking at placenta. But she did that. The kid's a bull. Look at him. Mm-hmm. He eats dirt. He eats bugs. And he's just amazing. And he's got four boys. And they get their sicknesses, but the neighbor kids are getting infected with vaccines. You go into school, they got the kids homeschooling now.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah, the kid just creates immunity, and then he's stronger than ever.
Look what old Bradtree says. It's a longer video than I'm going to put up. I'm putting about 10 minutes up. Just to listen to this, okay? But this is being said over. We've been saying this before. Bradtree didn't even did vax. I mean, 10 years ago, I was saying this, okay? In the seminars, we've been saying this. Before a vax movie, before Truth About Cancer, before any of these people were popular through their media that they have, and we were saying these things, okay? 1976 vaccine injury, Mark Grennan, Salem High School, Salem, New Hampshire. 2 weeks after the swine flu vaccine, I'm talking like the mafia, okay? So don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about or experience it personally. $5 billion they paid out. $5 billion. And because of how many people died, 25 died, 500. I didn't even, it was a class action suit. I didn't know it till time was released 20 years later. I put two and two together. That's what happened to me. Wow. Okay, play it, Joe. Without any further ado.
Okay.
Please help us welcome to the stage, Del Bigtree.
Thank you. Wow, what amazing energy in this room. So we're ready to kick it up a notch? All right. Just so I know where I'm starting from, can you raise your hand if you've seen Vaxxed? I just want to know. All right, a good amount of you. So just very quickly before I get started, it's true. I was a producer on a medical talk show. I spent most of my career in television celebrating the best that medicine has to offer, the best doctors, best scientists, cutting-edge techniques. I am a super fan of science. When we talk about vaccines, and if you question vaccines, you are said to be anti-science. The opposite is actually true. I'm not anti-science, I'm pro-science. And today I am going to prove to you that the science of vaccines has been fraudulent, it's a lie, it does not exist, and I want you to march out and demand that science begins immediately. Vaxxed started my journey. And we were kicked out of Tribeca, and many of you saw the mayhem that happened after that. What you are about to see is going to make Vaxxed look simply like a dream. This is the most devastating information that I've worked with many, many people, brilliant people, to put together a tool that we could all use to tell the truth to our politicians, to our friends, and to our families that do not understand what this topic is about. This is designed by friends of mine like Bobby Kennedy, Lynn Redwood, Forrest Moretti. We've worked for the last 6 months to develop this right here. If you like it and you want to use it, you can go to worldmercuryproject.org and become a member and immediately download this PowerPoint to use yourself. We've also shot a video of Bobby Kennedy doing a presentation much like this. But let me get to it because my time is short. Where am I pointing this thing? There we go. So when we talk about vaccine safety, how many people have heard every single news agency in the country say vaccines are safe and effective? It's all we hear. It's been proven safe. We've been over and over and over this. We've done multiple studies, hundreds of studies, thousands of studies, and we've proven that autism's not caused by vaccines, ADD, ADHD is not caused by vaccines. None of these illnesses are caused by vaccines. They are perfectly safe. They are perfectly healthy. Get ready, folks, because that is going to come crashing down right now. I want to start out with a study that just came out this year in January of 2017. This is a study out of Guinea-Bissau, Africa. Now, the lead doctor on this, a man named AAB, is famous for being involved in the vaccine programs in the third world and especially in Africa. So he decided to go back and look at a DTP program. This is the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis program that they had in Africa that happened 30 years ago. And the reason he decided to look at this group of kids and in this specific area of Africa was because of a quirk in the way they had rolled out the vaccine. It actually created something that those of us that are considered vaccine skeptics have been wanting for a very long time, and that's a vaxxed versus an unvaxxed study. Well, because of the age groups and the reach that they had and how they got to the different communities, they ended up having half the kids from 3 to 6 months get the DTP vaccine, and then the other half did not get it. So he was able to retrospectively look back 30 years ago to say, what was the health outcome of that program? And what he found was startling. All currently available evidence suggests that the DTP vaccine may kill more children from other causes than it saves from diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis. 10 times the amount of death in the children that got the DTP vaccine versus those that did not get it. Now, they didn't die of diphtheria, they didn't die of tetanus, and they didn't die of pertussis. They died of all other issues. They were getting fevers, they were having seizures, they were getting sick from malaria and all sorts of things. And the conclusion was that though this vaccine may have protected against diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, it weakened their immune system and made them so they were vulnerable to die from other diseases. So the question we have to ask ourselves in the United States of America is, do we have any sort of surveillance program in the 16 vaccines, 72 doses given to our children by the time they're 18 years old now? Is there any surveillance system that would catch if this was happening to our kids? Is there a vaccine in our program that could be destroying the lives of children and we wouldn't know it? That is the job of our health departments. And the question is it happening? Do you think it's safe? Do you think they're watching out for something like this? Because only this year do we know that for the last 30 years, we've been poisoning children around the world in third world nations with a DTP vaccine. A vaccine, by the way, we don't use because it's too dangerous. Now, what I want you to look at is this list here. These are a list of adverse events from vaccines. The top list are different issues that have been paid out by our vaccine court. This, people have won and been paid for these damages to their children and themselves. The lower list is what's written on the vaccine inserts themselves. These are diseases that the industry itself knows the vaccine causes, and so they put a little disclaimer wrapped around the bottle that you never see. Now, what I want you to look at is what we know is true about our society today. We are now at 1 in 6 children that have a developmental disability. And if you look at this list, many of these are the things that were on the previous list, adverse events that the industry knows about. We know that we have 54% of children in America now have a chronic illness. Again, a list of diseases and issues that we saw on the previous list, either wrapped around the vaccine or paid out in court. Yet they will say that none of these things, none of these rises in illness have anything to do with the vaccines. But think about this. There are mothers being thrown in jail, I believe it was yesterday, for not vaccinating their child. Now the judge that threw that mother in jail probably needed less than 11 vaccines, which is what it was required by 1986, to be compliant with the American vaccine schedule. But now the child of the woman like that has got to get 53 vaccines in 2017. What happened? Why has science changed? If it was settled in 1986, why do we need 53 in 2017? Why does this list keep growing if, in fact, the science is settled? Why are we all of different compliance levels, and why would anyone be in jail for sticking with the level of vaccines that they had when they were kids? And if you look at that, they're coterminous. The rise in vaccines goes along with the rise in childhood illnesses. So what I want to talk about is who is responsible for vaccine safety. Now, if Toyota's airbags fail, or Graco's car seat doesn't work, or we find out that Merck's Vioxx, they lied about it and killed tens of thousands of people, arguably maybe as much as hundreds of thousands of people, who's responsible? The industry, the manufacturer that makes these products. Toyota has to recall that car. It's going to cost them millions and millions of dollars because that airbag failed. Graco, the same thing. Every car seat has to come back. And Vioxx? That story is unbelievable. Merck, that makes Vioxx, who actually makes most of your childhood vaccines, was busted in court, had to pay out over $3 billion in damages for having murdered over 50,000 American citizens. And what did we discover in that court case? That they knew that their drug caused heart attacks. And when we looked at the emails that were being transferred between the people working at Merck, we found out that they had a memo that says any doctor that questions the safety of Vioxx, we will hunt them down and destroy them where they live. That's how we found out about what Merck thinks of us as customers. Now, what is the case when we think about vaccines? Pfizer, Merck, Sanofi, what is their responsibility if a vaccine hurts somebody? Zero. Zero, because in 1986, the pharmaceutical industry essentially blackmailed Ronald Reagan and said, we're going to stop making vaccines because we have so many lawsuits against us that it's getting really difficult to make any money with this product. So you must protect us from liability, take away all of our responsibility, or we're going to stop making vaccines. Now, Ronald Reagan was reticent to sign something like that. He saw the possible dangers in it, but there were other sides to the story and many groups that wanted to see this happen, and so he signed it. And we suddenly took all liability away from an industry that makes vaccines, that makes a product that is injected into babies and children across America and the world. What's the consequence of this? With no incentive to conduct safety studies, in fact, The industry is incentivized to not conduct safety studies because the only part of the 1986 Compensation Act that allows you to sue them is if they know that a vaccine has an adverse event or an issue that they failed to report. So by nature, the industry says, let's not do any studies so we don't find anything we have to report. If we do no studies, we are free from all liability. An incredible setup. It's like nothing we've ever seen in this country. And what does that create? It creates a liability-free market of 78 million American children and a strong incentive to create more vaccines, which is exactly what this did. Again, in 1986, here are the 11 vaccines that you had to have to be compliant by the time you were 18. By 2017, it bloated to 53 vaccines. Moments after taking liability away, the industry started throwing every vaccine they had in development right into our children because they have no responsibility to it. Who wouldn't do it? Can you imagine how many entrepreneurs in this room right now have a product that you would love to have the government mandate on every single child in the country? Right. I would. But what is coming our way? What does the future look like of this program? There are over 270 vaccines now in the pipeline. Thousands and thousands are in vaccine trials as we speak. There is a wave of vaccines coming because, I don't know whether you know it, folks, but we have more than 53 viruses and bacteria in the world. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. Are we going to just simply try and vaccinate ourselves from every single molecule blowing through the air? Where does this stop? And when this wave of vaccines is coming, who is going to be doing all the safety studies to make sure that every single one of them that comes on the market is safe? This is who? Your government. Health and Human Services. This is how this works. The 1986 Vaccine Compensation Act puts Health and Human Services in charge of all vaccine safety studies. They oversee the FDA, the CDC, HRSA, and NIH.
Well, I recommend everybody go watch that video in its entirety because he did a good job on that. I really appreciate it. And just a shout out to Debbie in California. She was there at the seminar. She's one of our bishops. She cured her hep C with cannabis oil, Rick Simpson's formula. Yeah, Rick's a great guy. God bless you, Debbie. We love you. And I don't know if we'll see you again sometime, but maybe you need to come down here and visit us. Mm-hmm. God bless you. But going on, continuing about these vaccinations, you know, a new baby has no acquired immune system. And you had a vaccine full of toxins to these very important days of development and acquired immunity creation, and a time bomb is being created in your poor little baby's life that can be crippling. Please pay attention to how your baby was designed to work, and if you do, your children will reap the benefits in health. Don't be putting toxins in there. Don't allow it to happen. I don't care what it says in California. No! Don't let it happen. The vaccine schedule for vaccines is, to me, a horrible creation, and the people that developed it will pay one day when they stand before the Creator. Look at the schedule of vaccines now recommended by the CDC. You tell me if it's horrible or not. 25 vaccines recommended by the CDC in the child's first year of life.
It's more. It's average of two, more than two a month.
Wake up! Wake up! Or your kids are going to suffer. And you know what's sick? The CDC holds 30 patents and receives billions from vaccines. So they're not at all,
conflict of interest?
Yeah, they don't have a conflict of interest. And the heads of the CDC, FDA, EPA, work for pharmaceuticals. And they switch back and forth, board of this, board of that. Well, Obama and these rest of these boneheads let it happen. I'm hoping Trump doesn't let it happen. I really am. I hope the guy sticks to his guns and really wants to strain the swamp. I'm afraid he's going to get rid of the evil satanic worshipers, but he's not going to get rid of the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Federal Reserve. But I hope he does. I hope he gets rid of abortion. I mean, I think he's right on the money, and I just pray that God guides him to finish the task. Okay, what's in vaccines? Why are you so upset? It's, you got mumps. It's a little mump virus. Oh, yeah? Is that what it is? Well, it tells me, what other areas in life are you ignorant in? Read. This is what's in these things. Bovine cow serum, extracted from cow skin, when injected causes connective tissue disorders, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis,
destroys tendons,
arthritis, lupus, shortness of breath, low blood pressure, chest pain, and skin reactions. Sorbitol, synthetic sweetener, which metabolizes very slowly, aggravates IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and gastrointestinal issues. What are they putting a sweetener in it for? Make it sweet? No, it causes damage. And they got other, just so happen to have other pharmaceuticals ready to treat a symptom of IBS or arthritis. Gelatin, derived from the collagen inside animal skins and bones. Injecting gelatin poses the risk of infection from synthetic growth hormones and BSE infectivity, mad cow disease. Sodium chloride, raises blood pressure and inhibits muscle contraction and growth. That's salt, by the way.
When it's injected right into the blood.
It's, yeah, exactly. Doesn't go through the filter. From the pie hole to the butthole is one chapter I covered in this book, folks. You got to know how the body works. We have a lady here now we've been talking about. She's reading the book. She's a fast reader. She's almost done. She goes, wow, I'm seeing how the body works. We got to have protein. We got to have the things you're talking about. Egg protein injected into the body. Vaccines are prepared in eggs, certainly not organic. May contain growth hormones, antibiotics, and salmonella bacteria. But they're injected it in you. Thimerosal, a neurotoxin mercury which causes autism. And these are 25 milligrams on the average flu virus. The EPA limit is only 5 micrograms. And they're giving 5 times more for babies?
Directly into the blood.
Directly into the body? Human albumin, the protein portion of blood from pooled human venous plasma, when injected, causes fever, chills, hives, rash, headaches, nausea, breathing difficulty, rapid heartbeat. Injecting pooled blood can result in a loss of body cell mass and cause immune deficiency, virus infection, or contain SV40, AIDS, cancer, hepatitis B from drug addicts.
They happen to get the pooled blood from, all the drug addicts.
Yeah, because they get it from Red Cross, blood banks. Blood banks. Formaldehyde, highly carcinogenic fluid used to embalm corpses. Ranked one of the most hazardous compounds to human health. It can cause liver damage, gastrointestinal, reproductive deformities. Maybe why the kids are turned into girls? Huh? Respiratory distress and cancer. Plus, formaldehyde has been known to fail to deactivate the virus the vaccine is intended to cure. This enables a live virus to enter your blood and infect your system. Phenothexithal, a glycol ether chemical, highly toxic to the nervous system, kidneys, and liver. FDA warns can cause shutdown of the central nervous system, vomiting, cause dermatitis and cosmetics. Imagine when injected into your blood. And they're putting it in vaccines. Aluminum phosphate generally increases toxicity of mercury. Makes the mercury worse. This is aluminum. So cautious about minimum mercury tolerances is therefore severely underestimated. CDC scientists and all doctors are well aware of this. MSG, monosodium glutamate. In fact, that's my initials, MSG. When injected, becomes a neurotoxin causing CNS, central nervous system disorders, and brain damage in kids. ADHD? Huh? Autism? Folks, it's just a question to parents. How can you read this list of ingredients found in the vaccines and still allow your child to be injected? What are you, playing Russian roulette? All these toxins are going to affect every child in some way or another. Every child, Joe. Then if you take them off breast milk, give them fake formula by Nestle's that's full of toxins, injecting them, you put Pampers on them, You what else are you doing to them? The mother, they don't have the because it was C-section, doesn't have the natural bacteria picked up in the vagina that gets in the mouth, starts the acquired immunity because these new bacteria starts working the systems that are already there. And I talk about this in my book, how a new car comes off the factory floor, off the conveyor belt. It's brand new. It just hasn't been tried yet. Now you're going to put good fluids in there, right? You're going to, unless you're stupid, because you want to sell the car, right? How does this happen? How do we get to this point? I got 60 pages in here we covered. How do we get to this point? In a nutshell. 8 own families that own the Fed. Federal Reserve Bank. Okay? Study, I read a book, and this is one of the videos I have in there. The Creature of Jekyll Island. What's the guy's name? I know his name, I just can't think of it. Anyways, Creature of Jekyll Island. Read that book. And how they, all the same characters are there. The Morgans were there. The Rothschilds were there. The, what's his name that got the Nobel Peace Prize for saying wrong things about Canada cancer, Joe?
Edwin Griffin.
Griffin was the one that wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name? I mention him all the time. Just can't remember his name. Anyways, same families that own the banks around the world also. Okay? Same families. Wartburgs. The Warburgs. Wahlburgs. I.G. Farben. All those same boneheads that own the banks, own the newspapers back then, set up the Fed. And they're just charging Americans just a big scam. And they print as much money as they want. They print as much money as they want. That's why it's going to collapse. And I put another video up. Who's behind the mainstream media? Look who's behind it. These are facts, folks. What, are you afraid of the facts? Well, then you're going to be, you know, tricked your whole life. Who really runs the world? Another video. Check it out. We're not making this up. Research it. Do some due diligence. Is your family's health and your health worth it? If it's not, take a vaccine. Do it. Eat all their crap. Complete list of banks owned or controlled by the Rothschild family. 5 most powerful families that secretly rule the world. And I don't care. Well, my husband's pilot. He works. I don't care. You better. If you got any honesty about you, get away from these people. They're going down. And you'll go down with them. You know, what is it? Indecision is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to. Well, you made a decision then to do nothing. The suppressed timeline. I want you to look at that. Who controls the media? And this is one of my chapters in the book. I'm going to cover some of these in the next few weeks, but the depopulation agenda. Folks, it's real. The New World Order, one, the CFR and the, you know, Trilateral Commission, the UN and the IMF and all these people, Bushes, and that want this, and the climate change idiots, Al Gore, the whore, you know, it's all a lie. It's chemtrails causing the whole change in the environment and plastics. We need to get rid of all the plastics, get them off the face of this planet, make everything out of hemp. I'm hoping one day, Joe, we can have a huge hemp farm here and set up a factory. We can teach people how to make clothing, plastic stuff, all biodegradable. The first car Henry Ford produced was made out of hemp, stronger than steel. How do we move out into the depopulation agenda? Bill Gates, from his own mouth, said we need to reduce the population of this world and by 10, 20%. My favorite way is vaccines. He knows they kill.
Mm-hmm.
They kill 50,000 with Vioxx, right? That medicine, they gave like 50,000 or so polio and crimes against humanity. They're suing the Gates Foundation. Him and his wife are pieces of shit. Okay? Oh, how can you say that about benevolent Microsoft founder? He's a devil. Look at his dad. They started Planned Parenthood. His dad. Man, and there's the Gates involved back with skull and crossbones and the Bushes, Hitler. Read history, or you're going to be damned to repeat it. Removing toxins from vaccines and medications from the body. We had one broadcast where I developed this thing called the vaccine protocol. My daughter-in-law had to get some vaccines or she couldn't become an American citizen. We tried every way to get out. She goes, all right, I get MMS. I'm going to take it strong for a week. I'm going to go get the vaccinations. I don't recommend you doing this. But if you have to, this worked. The day she got the, I think it was the MMR, what's the one, tetanus?
Tetanus. Maybe yellow fever or something.
No, I don't think it was for the stage yellow fever. It was two or three. They had to get them all one day. So the day she did it, we put a patch on it. There's something else I developed, and it's in Jim's book too. You put it on, and you can spray it, or you can submerge the patch in chlorine dioxide, and with DMSO, put it on there, and you see it just absorb. She did that. That's what the sacramental thing, vaccine protocol is. And that goes right to the injection point when it just happened in the car. Put it there. It will neutralize that, basically wipe out it. Then you keep going for another week, the protocol, and maybe do another patch or two. Completely neutralized it. And we know it works. We've seen it work. We covered that. Then we're going to get into chemtrails. Fluoride, aluminum. The pieces of shit melon family. They own Alcoa. Oh, they're such... All these people have charities, and they support all these evil charities, like the Red Cross. You know, I even go as far as say the Doctors Without Borders. These doctors are going around injecting Indians and Africans and Latin Americans. That's evil. They need to know, but I don't care if they're Christians or not. Doctors Without Borders, so benevolent. We're helping little kids and pouring wells. Yeah, dig wells. Build houses. I've done that stuff as a missionary. But if you're injecting people with poisons and you're letting it go on, and you need to check it out. And if you know better, just evil. I don't care if Doctors Without Borders. People are afraid to mention the Red Cross. Not me. I worked from the day after the towers fell. I was still working with doctors. And I found out they're not uneducated. They're educated wrong. They'd have to be re-educated in some truth. How many times you got left, Joe?
You got 5 minutes.
Well, we're doing okay. Then we got into glyphosate. Excuse me. I always say that wrong. Monsanto, herbicides. Another thing Monsanto's done. There's nothing good. Now they merged with Bayer. They're getting rid of the Monsanto name. Bayer, you're a piece of shit. CEO of Bayer. Bayer, you need to be gone. Your whole company, I hope it dissolves. I pray God just dissolves that company. They find out about you, and you give all your money to charity or forced to. I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, all these pharmaceuticals. Gone. You have no reason to exist. Everything you do is produce poison. Johnson & Johnson, a family company. And they're using chlorine dioxide now. Developed by the U.S. Army, cured gangrene in the First World War. Folks, if I'm lying about this stuff, it's easy to disprove me. Easy. But telling the truth, wake up. Is cancer weaponized? Yeah, I think it is. And I think they've killed people with cancer. Okay, so we look through these different crimes, what's going on all through on the earth. Vaccines are one of the big ones, you know, and depopulation agenda, chemtrails, cancers being weaponized, glyphosate, everywhere, folks. And you need to pay attention. You need to get my book where we get into it in even more detail. And do your due diligence. Stop the toxins from coming in the mouth. Detox them out of the body, the accumulated ones. Build up their body's immune system, which will be the cure, the God, the one that cures. The body's the hero. And get rid of stress out of your life. Joe, just close this down, and We'll talk to you next week, part three of Crimes Against Humanity. We're going to talk next week about a very sensitive subject, as if we don't always do that. And that's questions to ask yourself about 9/11. And folks, I was there 2 days after it happened, dealing with people, working with the Red Cross on the USS Comfort, parked it, I think it was Pier 94, 95. We slept on it for 2 weeks. It was a horrible time for our nation. What's going to really piss off the world when the truth comes out, our government, I believe our government was involved. So let's talk next week, Joe, and God bless you all, and have a great week. It's
have
a health
a great
evolution.
Week, everyone. God bless.
We got MMS. We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS. We got the solution. If your health is not good and you're suffering,
you don't need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS and malaria. With MMS we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not gonna stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.